The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Tzadik Hei teaches us the Rav is of the opinion that Bosser Shenis Aram Min Ayin is Aser. And in fact, in the Gemara, in summarizing and concluding Rav's opinion on Daf Tzadik Hei Amin Beis, asks El Rav Hechi Ocha Basra, had Rav ever eaten meat? Wasn't there ever a moment that the meat was left unattended? And as we're going to discuss, Rav is of the opinion that Basar Shenis Aram Min Ayin is Asur means that we need to be concerned for even remote considerations that maybe a bird came and switched the meat. Says the Gemara Bishatei, he took the meat from when it was slaughtered, and he never took his eyes off the meat. That's one way he was able to eat meat. He would have the meat closed up and sealed. So there was a simen that was not really, it was closed. So that was a reason to not be concerned that the meat was switched. He had a simen on the meat. He had a unique way of cutting the meat, three-cornered. So by the meat looking, the meat being cut with that type of very unique simen, it's up. So then when the meat was there, if that meat still had the simen, we know it was that original meat and it wasn't switched. Does machlokes rishonim? If we indeed paskin like Rav, the Basar Shenis Aram Min Ayin is Asur. Or like Levi, who's of the opinion that in a place where most of the butchers are Jewish, so even if the meat was switched, we need not be concerned for Basar Shenis Aram Min Ayin. Rashi's opinion, Divrei Maskil Kakasha, is that the halacha is not like Rav. Rather, there's a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, that says the meat that was found in the street, if it's cut just in large slabs, it's a riot that it's nevela, because obviously there was no intention to eat it. However, it was sliced into pieces that are the type and shape that we eat, and it's a place where most of the, where all the meat is kosher meat, we could say that it's kosher. So one approach is that the reason it's kosher is because where the meat was being observed the entire time. But if the meat is observed the whole time, then what's the question? And therefore, Rashi's opinion, and therefore Rashi holds, that's a difficult approach in understanding that Mishnah. And therefore, Rashi's of the opinion that even though in Halacha we always paskin when there's a shail of Issa v'Heter, a machloikis, like Rav, that's only when Rav is disputing Shmuel. So there we have a Halacha, and we have a machloikis Rav and Shmuel by a question of Issa v'Heter, we paskin like Rav by Hilchus Issa v'Heter, and by Dine Mamnis, by Dinim, we paskin like Shmuel. But when Rav is not arguing specifically on Shmuel, then we don't necessarily, even in Surim, paskin like Rav. Another raya is from a Gemara that we have here in our Sugya, where Rav Nachman came to Nahadol, to Homer Rav Kahana, on Erev Yom Kippur, and they saw birds switching pieces of meat. And Rav Kahana said to Rav Nachman that we could eat the meat. Since in Erev Yom Kippur, there's such an abundance of kosher meat, because everybody eats meat Erev Yom Kippur, we don't have to be concerned that the nevelos or treifus, that this meat is nevelos and treifus. Tosfos, in Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Mechroizes, as well says that Halacha is not like Rav. And he brings a raya from the Gemara that we just started our shiur, The Gemara says, "Al Rav hechi achal bisra." Rav, how did Rav eat meat? The Gemara doesn't say El Rav hechi achlina bisra. The Gemara doesn't say, according to Rav, how do we eat meat? So it seems that the Gemara's question is not on us, because we don't pass like Rav. So we don't necessarily have an issue. Rav, who, the question is, how did Rav eat meat? And he says, all the story, all the episodes in our Gemara that seem to indicate that they follow the opinion of Rav, these are all Talmidim of Rav. So obviously, since the Talmidim of Rav, that's why they follow the opinion of Rav. But that isn't necessarily the halacha. The Rajba also brings of the opinion that we don't follow the opinion of Rav, because the Gemara says about Mitzvah Daf Chavtal on the base, that the Gemara says of Chanina Motzi Gedi Shochet Bein Tferi LeTzipori, he found a slaughtered goat between Tferi and Tzipori VeTiruloi, and they ate it. And the Gemara there says as well, Rav Ami Ashkar Pargi Shchutis Bein Tferi LeTzipori, they found these slaughtered birds. Osla Kamed Rav Asi Varmalei LeKamed Rav Yochanan. You could eat it. However, the opinion of the Goinim, the Rif, and the Rambam is in Hilchos Machos Asuras, Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis, that the Halacha is like Rav. And the fact that our Gemara, our Daf of Gemara that we're learning here, spend so much time to try to follow, to understand the opinion of Rav, it is an indication that the halacha is like Rav. The wording of Al Gemara, Rav Heichlos Basra, says, say to Rishonim, that isn't a compelling raya. The Eater says that the Eater is somewhat of a opinion that's in the middle. He says that even if we follow the opinion of Rav, that Bosashin is Alam and Ayin is Osir, that's only in a situation where there's a Reisa, where the meat got lost. There was something that happened that I can't be sure that this is the meat that was here all along. But in a place where I have no reason to be concerned that this is not the meat that was here all along, we could be more lenient. The Rishonim say that there may be circumstances where even Levi would be machmer in the question of Basar Shenis Alam and Ayin. Most notably is, like we just said, where we see that the meat was taken by birds, or where most of the meat in town is not kosher, so we don't have in the back of our minds a reason to be makel that even if the meat was switched, it was presumably switched with kosher meat in a situation where most of the meat in town is not necessarily kosher. And indeed, the Pri Chodesh is of the opinion that if you left meat in your home and you come back and you find the meat that you left where you left it, that's where Levi and the Rishonim who passed like Levi would be lenient. However, if you don't find it where you left it, so now you need to be concerned that something happened. Why isn't the meat why you left it? That's where Levi would be makel. There are Rishonim that say that is not the fact that the meat is not exactly where you left it is not enough of a reason for Levi to be machmer. You also have to have other considerations to be You have to have other reasons to be machmer, why to be concerned that something might have happened here. It's interesting to note that the Meshech Chochma brings a raya to this concept that we've been discussing, that Basashanas Alam and Ayim is indeed an issue. He says, the Pasuk says in Parashas Kisavai in Tetaychacha, Sharcha Tavuach Leinecha V'loi Soich L'Mineha. What does that mean? That your meat is Leinecha. That you could see the meat, but because of what's happening, V'loi Soich L'Mineha, you can't eat it. Why does the Pasuk have to say Leinecha? Says the Meshech Chochma, the Pasuk is very specific in saying Leinecha. Because if it wasn't Leinecha, if the meat is not in front of you the whole time, then it's anyway Usur. It must be that it was Leinecha. So since it's Leinecha, you don't have a problem, a Basishness Al Manayim. But unfortunately, the Torah says there's still a Teichacha that meat, that you may not eat that meat, because it's Basishness Al Manayim.